Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Yes, you can email the show aliveandkicking@newstalk.com or you will find me on Instagram. I'm at Claire McKenna Presents. Coming up this morning, we'll meet the people on a mission to make cancer support in the workplace a standard. Brother Richard on adolescence and how we can support our teens. And Shan Horn on the stereotype of what health and wellness looks like. So what kind of a health and wellness week did I have? Well, I have had a great week. I was away with some pals for a friend's birthday. She is a real character of a friend. I know people often don't like being described as a character, but she's fun. And she'll often leave a voicemail or a voice note saying she has just landed in Monaco in a helicopter so she can't call us back or meet us or whatever it is. So for her big birthday, we headed to Nice for the weekend and into Monaco on a helicopter for real. So it was fab. The real joy, though, came from the chats, the laughs, the sunshine, the sea. So, yes, I'm feeling very much topped up. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have contacted me on Pathways to Parenthood. We had our first of what will be a series within the show over the coming weeks and months last week. I put a call out that we would like you to be part of the series, no matter where you are on the fertility journey, from surrogacy to going solo to struggling with fertility. We'll also be covering choosing to be child-free. So if you want to suggest a topic, a guest, or to tell your story, anonymous is fine. You can email aliveandkicking@newstalk.com. And I've heard from so many of you already, mainly through DM on my Instagram, which is also fine, at Claire McKenna Presents. There's a lot of people going through IVF looking for advice on how to cope when pregnancy doesn't happen. That is definitely coming up. Some less talked about reasons which can cause fertility issues, and many want to speak out about the cost and the big business of IVF clinics. So all of that is noted and still to come. So do get in touch with us, aliveandkicking@newstalk.com. But now, up to half of us will face a cancer diagnosis in our lifetime. Research carried out in partnership with Purple House Cancer Support Centre and CORE found that while 88% of Irish people believe that having a set policy to support those with cancer is important, only one in five workplaces have one. Cancer Care at Work is on a mission to change that. And I'm joined in studio now by Conor O'Leary, psychotherapist and director of operations at Purple House Cancer Support Centre, and Nicola Gillen, a cancer survivor and chief of staff at CORE Media. Well, you're both very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Conor, can I start with you? Tell us a little bit about the Cancer Care at Work initiative.
Yes, so Cancer Care at Work is a framework we've developed along with CORE, and it's designed to help employers to be able to support employees who are living with cancer in the workplace. And it's a nationwide initiative that we're hoping that every employer in the country will take on board and have something in place to support their employees who are living with cancer. Because there's more cancer survivors in Ireland now today than ever before. There's over 220,000 people living with cancer today. And a lot of them are in the working age. And a lot of them are returning to work as a result after their cancer diagnosis. So we want to ensure that there's accommodations, flexibility and support in place in the workplace to support these people.
Can I ask you, Nicola, particularly to bring in your personal story, because without this initiative, what is the reality of trying to juggle getting a diagnosis of cancer, going through cancer treatment, and your workplace?
Absolutely. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer stage 2 in 2022. And what followed after that was a year of quite intensive treatment. So there was chemo, surgery, radiotherapy, everything that goes along with it. From a work point of view, what that meant is I was out of the office for about 12 months in total. My employers were incredibly supportive. They could not have been better. The first day I rang my manager to tell him, he just said, "Don't worry about anything. Just sign off. You focus on getting well. We'll sort everything else out." And just being hearing that, I think you just feel the weight lifting off your shoulders immediately. As we were going through this process with Conor and the team to create Cancer Care at Work, We did a piece of research and we reached out to people who had been in a similar situation to myself where they'd had to leave work for a period of time or they might have been caring for a loved one. And they, unfortunately, they did not have the same experience that I would have had with my employers. So, you know, we met people who were being put under pressure to return to work way before they were ready to. In some cases, people were afraid to tell their managers that they were going through treatment. All sorts of things that you just think would make it such an isolating and difficult journey for people.
So how will things change in the workplace, Conor? Because I'm conscious of thinking of those on their cancer journey, but also employers, because employers are thinking, well, look, we want to be as empathetic as we possibly can, but how is this going to impact us financially? And that sounds horrendous, but that's obviously a factor you want to include in it.
Yeah. So we've designed this framework that employers can pick and choose. They can put one thing in place, you know, for example, a communications agreement. You know, how are we going to communicate now as a result, you know, of your cancer diagnosis? What do you need from us? You know, so there are things that don't cost the employer anything, you know. So then there are other things that they can that can be put in place depending on, let's say, the budgets that are available. And there are things like gym membership, or Nicola availed of laundry pickups and other services like that. So there's a whole range. You know, we've four pillars in the framework: emotional, physical, education and awareness, and financial. So an employer can pick all of those, or they can pick one or two of them, depending on the size and depending on the resources they have in place. But the most important thing we're trying to do is create a conversation, you know, that you know, the research showed that 7 out of 10 people believed that their cancer diagnosis will negatively impact their career progression. So we've heard stories from people who've had to hide their diagnosis from their employer out of fear that they may be overlooked for promotion, or that their employer may feel they're not up to it, you know, or not up to the work. And that's really terrible that someone has to do that. So we're trying to just create that awareness, reduce the stigmatization, but also to train employers and HR managers in how to support people living with cancer. Because a lot of HR managers are coming to us and saying, we really want to do something, but actually we don't know where to start, or we don't know what to say. So we're trying to help, you know, with that, to create those conversations.
And I think that's so important, isn't it, Nicola? I think that's where the workplace should be going, that we can have this honesty and this openness, because there isn't going to be anybody within an organisation who hasn't been touched by cancer in some way. So why are we pretending like swans that everything is fine and underneath it all there's absolute chaos going on? And when we treat our employees and our colleagues in this way, we get back increases in loyalty, in productivity, and everybody benefits.
That's exactly it. It's about meeting the individual where they're at their point in time and their life at that point in time. So a cancer diagnosis is something that happens to people. It's not the person. So being able to work with them where they're at. And I think flexibility is probably the most important thing that an employer can do. Unfortunately, up to 50% of us will face a cancer diagnosis during our lifetime. So it is, as you said, something that impacts everyone. If it's not us ourselves, it'll be somebody in our circle. So being able to work with the person, as I say, where they're at that point in time. You know, my own situation, I was out of work for a year, but I came back to the office and I'm now working, I'm back up to working full time. I did build up to that very slowly with the flexibility that my employers gave me. But I am there, I'm in the workplace, I am producing, I'm contributing, and I'm loving what I'm able to do. And some of that came with, a lot of that came from my employers being very flexible with me. So allowing me to maybe not work full time immediately, shorter days, that kind of thing. If I need to take breaks, there's no question about that. You just go and take the breaks. If I need time off to attend appointments, whether it's medical or other appointments that help with side effects from chemo and other medication that I'm on, I get that no problem. And what that gives me, as you say, you know, obviously people are going to be more loyal to their employers as well. A career is, 40 odd years long. This is one point in time. I was out of work for a year in a 40 odd year career.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
And I think that flexibility is so important. I mean, we set up our working hours in the Industrial Revolution. And I think we need to have a bit more flexibility. I mean, I know we're talking about cancer care at work, but so that people can pick up kids or go to an aging parent And then they'll get that work done later in the day, that, you know, that we have that honesty and openness about the truth about what's going on in our lives. You touched on something there that I think is interesting, that if it's not you going through it, it may be somebody in your life. What about partners and family members who have somebody going through cancer diagnosis? Yes. And their work?
Exactly. And cancer is such a... It doesn't discriminate. So unfortunately, like that, you will have people who have to drop everything because they have a child who's sick or they have a partner who's sick and they need to be available for them. And that's why when we're calling on employers to bring this framework into place, that they don't just look at the patient, but they also look at those who are caring for a loved one and afford them the same flexibility, whether it's time to bring their child to appointments or their partner, or even just being in the house if it's possible for them to their employee to work from home, to be there to mind their loved one who's going through it when they need it. And again, it's usually for such a short time across the entire breadth of a career.
Yeah, 100%. It was great to see. I mean, you're not just back, you're back with a bang, especially putting your weight behind this as well, which is incredible because obviously it means a huge deal to you. And Conor, you're taking these conversations not just from the workplace, but all the way to Leinster House. Tell us about that and how you got on there.
That's right. Yeah, we were in Leinster House presenting in the AV room to a selection of TDs and senators. We had Cormac Devlin, TD, and Senator Teresa Costello, who organised the briefing for us. So, you know, we've heard during the year from Oireachtas members, you know, who have been impacted by cancer. You know, Richard Boyd Barrett has been quite public with his needing to take time off work as a result of his diagnosis. So these are workplaces in all sectors, you know, that are impacted. And we are just trying to make sure that this is led, you know, from the top down as well, you know, that we're making a stand, that we're creating across the country, you know, a culture of workplace that we can really be proud of, and that also will be, I suppose, meeting our European standards, you know, in terms of other countries are ahead of us really in this area, and we need to come up, you know, somewhat to meet, I suppose, the standards that are, you know, met by some other European countries, and that's what we're really trying to do. You know, we're trying to create Ireland as a great place to work, you know, that if you are impacted by cancer or if a family member is impacted by cancer, that you will have the supports in place. And there's no reason why we can't lead the charge on that, you know. The movement is being created now. We're trying to create ripples now across the country. We've asked the TDs and senators to go back to their constituencies, you know, to encourage their businesses and employers in their constituencies to adopt this framework. And that's how we can make meaningful change and meaningful difference. Because the biggest, I suppose, worry for us is that there's somebody living in isolation, you know, or they're going to work, you know, having to hide their cancer diagnosis, or they don't know where to turn for support. And that is something that really, you know, as a family, when Purple House was established back in 1990, that was something that we experienced, that isolation, you know, having to figure this out alone. And we want to make sure that no other family has to do that.
Yeah, it's incredible. I know it's incredible work you do at Purple House, and this is taking you to a whole new level. Where can people find out more information, Nicola?
So if they log on to cancercarework.com, you can sign up there to get more information. We will be, as Conor mentioned earlier on, we will be rolling out training, which there'll be more information on that on the website in the next couple of weeks.
Amazing. Well, Nicola Gillan and Conor O'Leary, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on.
Thank you.
Right, coming up after the break, Brother Richard gives his take on adolescence.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.
Is your little one starting big school this September? At Dunn Stores, we've got you covered for those memorable milestones. From waving goodbye at the gate to snapping that first proud photo in their new uniform. Feel confident as they take their next big step with quality schoolwear. Pick up a 3-pack of Playproof polos from €5. Pair these with Easy Care joggers also from €5, plus a comfy sweatshirt from €3.75. Shop back to school in store and online now. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply.